When he saw the two men scowl, he added, "Just be glad I didn't take the boat while you were gone." "That would have been a real trick," Edwin said. "What do you mean?" Edwin reached in his jacket pocket and pulled out a spark plug. "Engines don't run without spark plugs."
"You didn't trust me," Cole said. "That's right," said Edwin. "Garvey and I believe in your potential, but you haven't earned trust. Not trying to escape in the skiff is a good first step."
"What would you guys do if I refused to cook anything?" Cole said, with a wry smile as he sharpened a sapling for a hot dog stick. Garvey crouched beside the fire and reached his palms toward the flames to warm up.
"First, we'd get hungry, and then we'd take you back to Minneapolis."
"What's the big deal if I fix a hot dog or not?" Cole asked. "It's not the end of the world."
"The whole world is a hot dog," Garvey said.
"What does that mean?"
"Go ahead. Eat a hot dog and I'll show you."
Cole poked a raw hot dog onto the stick and held it over the fire. He hadn't realized how hungry he was, so he held the hot dog in the flames to cook faster. All the while, Edwin and Garvey stared patiently. When the hot dog was charred, Cole placed it on a bun. "Now what?" he asked.
"Eat it."
Cole squirted on a glob of ketchup, then devoured the hot dog. Edwin and Garvey kept watching. "There," Cole said, finishing. "I ate the hot dog. Now what?"
"How was it?"
Garvey asked. Cole shrugged. "Okay, I guess. Why?"
"That hot dog did exactly what you asked it to do. You asked it to feed you, and it fed you. No more, no less."
Garvey held out his hand.
"Pass me a hot dog."
Cole pulled another one from the cooler and handed it across the flames. Garvey took the hot dog carefully in his hands and examined it.
"This is a fine hot dog," he said. "The finest I've seen all day."
Carefully, he slid it onto the stick. He started humming. Soon, Edwin hummed along. For 10 minutes, they hummed the melody over and over. All the while, Garvey patiently turned the hot dog over the coals, careful not to burn it. Finally, when the hot dog was a glistening, crispy brown, Garvey drew the stick back from the fire.
"The song we hummed is a song of friendship," he explained.
"What are the words?" Cole asked.
"There are no words, because each person makes up his own. That's how friendship is."
As Garvey spoke, he rummaged through the cooler, pulling out salt and pepper, cheese, a plate, cups, and a tomato. He leaned a bun against a rock near the coals to let it toast lightly, then wrapped it around the hot dog.
"You gonna eat that thing or play with it all day?" Cole asked.
Garvey smiled and kept working. He cut the hot dog into 3 pieces on a plate and lightly shook on salt and pepper. Then he cut slices of cheese and tomato and put them on top. With a flair, he added a small circle of ketchup to each. Last, he poured 3 glasses of water. He handed one to Cole and one to Edwin.
"This is a toast to friendship," he said, raising his glass.
After taking a drink, he handed Cole and Edwin each a piece of the hot dog he had prepared. "Well, that's your hot dog," said Cole.
"Yes, it is, and I choose to share it,"
said Garvey. He began eating, savoring each bite.
"Eat slowly,"
he said, raising his cup again to toast.
"Here's to the future."
After each bite, he raised his cup for a different toast.
"Here's to good health. Here's to the sun and the rain. Here's to the earth and the sky."
When everybody had finished eating, Garvey turned to Cole.
"How was my hot dog different from yours?"
Cole shrugged. "You shared yours and acted like it was a big deal." Garvey nodded.
"Yes, it was a big deal. It was a party. It was a feast. It was a sharing and a celebration. All because that is what I made it. Yours was simply food. Because that's all you chose for it to be. All of life is a hot dog. Make of it what you will. I suggest you make your time here on the island a celebration."
Cole scuffed at the dirt with his shoe. "What is there to celebrate?" he asked.
"Discover yourself," Edwin said. "Celebrate being alive.